Hey there. It's nobody in particular. And as usual, I've been thinking about stuff. Now, in the last few days, a few hours, because it's kind of hard to separate things out of the circumstances, days, hours, weeks, I've had maybe a couple things wrong. It's just that maybe I lost perspective about what's really going on in time, in space, the months, the weeks, the years, the hours, the continuum that I'm on. And once again, thank you to the folks on Maui who are who have the cameras going, watching the surf off of Lahaina. And I have my Korda just to make some noise if I wish. But what I'm getting at is, as a point of perspective, in many ways I thought that we were stuck like flies in amber, and that everyone else has moved along. But it seems, when I think about it, that we moved along and nobody came with us. It's not that we were abandoned, but we moved in our continuum and we didn't have any co-conspirators, if you will, over time. Well, one or two, and Linda knows who she is. But the hundreds or thousands of hours that I have been primary caregiver, the weeks, the months, the years, it occurs to me that while I can't talk to everyone, because there are very few people who have been where I am, or the thousands or millions that have been, we don't hear from them, we don't talk to each other, we don't know that each other exists, and we don't have a way to easily express our support for one another. And I think there are communities that exemplify support. When you start as a kid and your parents need extra medical attention for you, that there's a community to support that. But when you get old, or you have cancer, or you can't go anywhere, when you're outside of the sight of the world, sometimes it seems that the world's moved away. The people that are in the world moved away. They just don't know you're there anymore. They've had their life and you have yours. But my point is, I've been here so long, doing this for so long, that there's a few of you out there that know exactly what I'm talking about. And I guess I'm speaking to you because you know all about sacrifice. You know all about having someone else's self-interest be above yours. And you respect it in others. But once there was a voice who said to me that I didn't need to sacrifice for my wife. That as crazy as I was feeling, as desperate, as hopeless as I was feeling, they gave me a way out. But I didn't take it. Because if I wasn't going to sacrifice, who would? So I did. And that's why I'm saying to all of you who know the place of which I speak, the separation from the world, the thinking that maybe you've been abandoned, but no, you haven't. Well, maybe you have. Doesn't matter in a material sense if those folks aren't there. There's nothing to share. They can't see, they can't feel, they don't know what you're talking about. So there's no way to tell them how you feel. And then there are a few who do know, who in their lives, they know that series of pains, that crushing of the tender heart with grief, with sadness, with seeing with your own eyes the changes over time. And ever back to that, you got hundreds, you know, 365 days in a year. There's, we're going on 8 years, do the math. We're going on 2+ years of the current schedule. I work 8 shifts a week at night. I sleep during the day when I have caregivers here to help. And then I am the caregiver at night, and on 2 shifts on Sunday. So there's some of you out there who know exactly what I'm talking about. And everybody else, I hope you have a flavor. You know, I'm thinking of some specific folks whose parents or step-parents or children or whatever have needed extended medical care. My heart's out to them. My heart's out to you if you don't understand. Maybe you never will. This is nobody in particular. And it's really a shout out to everyone who might listen to this, who has been to this place. It's going to resonate when I talk. You know what it's like to be set apart in your own cul-de-sac for your own reasons. My heart goes out to you. My heart goes out to me. I'm going to listen to this later and see if I'm nice enough to us. So nobody in particular. I hope you have a great day. I hope you're able to cope, and more than cope, when the tears come, let them flow. When the joy comes, let it flow. Do your best. Try to take care of yourself. Later.